Please welcome Jean Melter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, the Fall Carnival was a well-loved as well as a very lucrative event at Bishop's Peak Elementary, where our two boys went to school. And in 2007, our younger son was in the sixth grade at Bishop's Peak. And one of the privileges, one of the perks of being a sixth grader, you know, the oldest class at the school, was being in charge of the haunted house at the carnival. And now parents were responsible for all the booths and attractions and petting zoos and everything at the carnival. So I decided to sign up to be in charge of the haunted house. Now, just so you understand what this entails, the haunted house was actually a big classroom. It was a double-wide portable used for art classes, transformed into something completely different, like a haunted forest, or a haunted hotel, or a haunted western town. But I thought I was well-suited for this job. I'm organized. I'm a former teacher, so I can handle large groups of unruly children fairly well, and I'm pretty creative. But I'm also an anxious person, and so before I even started meeting with the students, I had a list of worries going, and I'll just summarize. The kids and the parents won't cooperate with me very well, and the haunted house won't get completed in time for Carnival Night, which was mid-October. Or we'll complete the haunted house, but something terrible, something disastrous will happen that night. To ruin everything, like maybe an electrocution, or fire, or power outage, or stampede, or maybe older disgruntled former students will sabotage the thing, but I signed up, and when the principal found out who was in charge of the haunted house, he called a meeting with me. And this was a brand new principal at our school. We'd had the same principal for years, brand new principal. And he told me that he felt very uncomfortable with what he'd been hearing about the past haunted houses. And he didn't want this haunted house to be, you know, gory or inappropriate for small children, because this was a family event. And he didn't want this haunted house to glorify violence. So I already faced a big hurdle here before I even got started. And I had to meet with those sixth graders. At the very first meeting, I had to tell them the bad news. Our haunted house wouldn't have any blood or dismembered bodies or weapons or, you know, body parts, nothing like that. And they were disappointed. They were even angry. You know, every sixth grade class in the history of time had been allowed to do a gory haunted house. This wasn't fair. They'd been looking forward to this since they were in kindergarten. And everybody would make fun of them. And their haunted house would go down in history as like the lamest one ever. And people would be talking about it far and wide. But then I managed, when they finally calmed down, I managed to convince them that we could do the most terrifying haunted house ever without those elements, just using the element of surprise. And I sort of described what I meant, and they got on board. Now, we had to come up with a theme, and we came up with a theme of haunted high school. So, scary library, science lab, ancient history classroom, prom filled with dead kids, you know. So we got it. We got our concept going. We got real excited, and we got down to work. We had several meetings over a couple of weeks, and we started putting things together, making things. And then something happened to disrupt our progress that was so terrible that I couldn't have possibly anticipated it. I never even thought to worry about it. So terrible. It's hard to even say it out loud. A dad at the school shot and killed his wife, his 7-year-old daughter, and himself. And it's just beyond horrendous. The school was devastated. The school was just devastated, particularly that little girl's, the second grader, her teacher and her classmates. But everyone, you know, the 350 kids, all the teachers were completely destroyed by this. Now, this brand new principal handled it as well as anyone could have. He brought in grief counselors. They set up a room. And any teacher or student who needed support got the support they needed. But still, this is a very difficult thing to recover from. After a couple days after the tragedy, people started remembering that we had this carnival coming up in a week. And should we go through with it? And we asked the grief counselors, and they said yes. They said it would provide the kids with a sense of normalcy, a sense that life goes on and our traditions go on. So we all went back to work. But the principal and other key people felt that the community didn't need to see morbid images at this time, especially not dead-looking children. So our haunted house, as it was, had to be scrapped. So the principal and I went into the sixth grade classroom to break this news to them, and I could tell they were really disappointed, but at 11 or 12 years old, they were old enough to know that it would be very inappropriate to complain under these circumstances. But I said, you know, the good news is we don't have to abandon all the work we've done. We could just turn our haunted house into more of a fun house. And instead of haunted high school, we could do happy high school. Instead of something scary happening in each room, something funny could happen in each room. And then we tweaked the whole thing to the principal's satisfaction and changed all our signage. Happy high school, you know, in the advertising. So we got back to work. Now, my son and also my nephew were involved. They were both sixth graders. And behind my back, kids were saying things indicating that they were dubious about this whole concept. They didn't think this was going to fly with the carnival crowd. But they kept their nose to the grindstone. And so this is what we ended up with. So, cute, non-scary werewolves are the tour guides. They lead groups of 20 through Happy High School. In the library, a big dummy, a big funny-looking librarian who's being operated by a kid behind, says, shh, and spits water on the crowd. Then you go into the science room, and a kid, a regular-looking kid, goes into this big contraption and comes out as Elvis Presley. And then you go into the ancient history classroom, and there are mummies singing and dancing. And then you go into the cafeteria, and there's this slow-motion food fight happening under black lights. And boys dressed up as lunch ladies. So I'm thinking this is pretty darn entertaining. And eventually I get Matt, of course, involved, and lots of parents, and even some Cuesta drama students. And we pull this thing together. And on carnival night, it comes off without a hitch. Now, and there are hundreds of people go through this haunted house. There are lines where people, I mean, year after year, people wait a couple hours to go through, you know. So it's a big deal. So we got those lines, even though it was called Happy High School, we got the lines, and everything went smoothly. Groups of 20 going in and out, and in and out, and in and out. All the props working, everybody doing their parts. But I was stationed near the exit, and it wasn't exactly a hit. So I would hear comments like, that wasn't scary at all, or, well, that sucked. And then in the days and weeks that followed, because the carnival was a much discussed topic, particularly the haunted house, I would hear lots of comments to that effect, especially some like adults who didn't know I had been in charge of the haunted house. We might be doing a pickup time, people chatting about it and making comments to the effect that was a pretty lame haunted house. And sometimes I would defend myself and I'd say something like, Well, you know, we had to do a non-scary haunted house this year, you know, because of what happened to that family. But very often, I would just suck it up and just listen to the criticism in silence, because there's nothing like a murder-suicide to put your petty little concerns in perspective. Thank you.